B-Pod Studios.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF and Brian. Now, here's LBF with today's Dirty Laundry.
Okay, why is Wolfgang Van Halen ripping into Us Weekly? He's very upset. But before we get to that, let's talk about Sean Connery.
Okay.
So, the iconic James Bond died at the age of 90 this weekend. He had an interesting life. First of all, getting the role of James Bond was actually kind of quite the miracle, and he talks about it right here.
Yeah, no, it's really interesting. Here we go.
Bond. James Bond.
Nobody could believe when I did it in 1962, I think the first one was, Dr. No, that it could ever possibly be shot today. And they'll probably go on.
Originally, Cary Grant was asked to do it. And he said, yes, I'll do one, but I won't do two. I won't do a series. So then they got a hold of James Mason. And James said he'd do two, but he wouldn't do three. So they decided they'd have to go with an unknown. And there were five people that were tested. And Sean's was far away the best test.
He took me on the trip to get our clothes and everything. And it was an eye-opener. The budget on the clothes was astronomical in relation to the film. But he was right, Terrence, because there was a look about it. And we had shoes handmade at Lobs. And no cufflinks, special fold-back button. And I used a Windsor knot.
Yeah. Wow, he looked good.
I'm just trying to picture Cary Grant as
I think
James
he would have been
Bond,
perfect.
Right?
Yeah, he would have been perfect.
Like Bond, James Bond.
But yeah, Sean Connery was interesting. No. He was really poor when he was growing up.
It's crazy.
You know, he was born, his father was a Catholic factory
you say
worker.
His name was Tommy, right?
Yes, Tommy Connery.
Tommy Connery.
And his mom was a domestic cleaner, and he lived in a cold water flat, which means they had no hot water.
Yeah.
And he had a shared toilet with two other families. And he quit school at 13, and he delivered milk and polished coffins and laid bricks.
Shared
joined the Navy.
Toilet with two other families. Think about that.
Yeah. So he kind of cobbled together stuff until he started bodybuilding.
Yeah.
And then he was competing for the Mr. Universe in London. And they noticed that there were auditions for South Pacific. And he got cast. And boom, the next thing you know, he's Sean Connery.
What a great story.
Yeah.
Right?
So, yeah, there you go.
Just think if he was just Sean Connery as whatever he was, you know, that being that suave and handsome,
that, yeah,
just
the,
walking around.
The hot guy who polishes
I
coffins.
I hear you have a problem with your washing machine.
I know.
Honey, why do you keep calling washer?
Yeah. He got real, like, he was super good looking in the 70s even, and like, he was in
even
his like,
he
late
lost
50s.
His hair.
Yeah. He stopped wearing his toupee, and he like just looked
you
good.
You like that look, huh?
Yeah. He was really cute. I didn't realize how cute he was.
Yeah.
Till now. It's always after the obit. I'm like, whoa, he was a good looking guy. All right. This is kind of speaking of obits. Wolfgang Van Halen is ripping into Us Weekly because they have a cover story about how his mother is dealing with his father's death, and he took to Twitter, and he swore a lot. He said, the only thing printed in this piece of toilet paper that's true is that we all loved my father. This is not a new interview. My mother did not speak to them. Bartinelli did speak to Oprah, and she shared, Ed and I weren't treating each other like two people that loved each other, and that's what Wolfie was seeing. So I'm hoping that when Wolfie does get married and start a life for himself, that he takes his time and marries a friend and not just someone that he can't keep his hands off. Why not both?
Well, that's the idea.
You know, right?
That's the winning ticket.
Yeah, that's right.
It's so strange to hear someone call him Ed.
Ed.
Eddie
Van Halen.
Ed. I know, right?
It's like,
excuse Ed. Yeah, that's funny. You're right.
Do you watch
Now there's
Valley
the plumber
Burnell?
Again.
Do I like Valley Burnell?
Yeah, I like her cooking
like her
show.
Cooking. You know
Don't
what I like
you?
Her cooking show? It's doable.
Yes.
Not intimidating.
She's so nice.
Yeah.
I really like her.
She's sweet.
Yeah.
And, you know,
she's always eating it, too.
Yes,
yeah.
She is.
And she sits down.
Anyway, and Lori Loughlin's in jail. She's there for 2 months. She's probably going to spend Christmas there, so... Get that
Lori
Loughlin.
Loughlin.
Yes,
Loughlin. Lori Loughlin.
I just want her out of the news so I can stop saying her name because I never know how to pronounce it.
Lock up, Loughlin.
Hey, we were just talking about wigs and Halloween. And you're right. And Carolyn wore a blonde wig. She was one of the Sanderson sisters on Hocus Pocus. I thought she looked great. She didn't. She's like, oh, no, I shouldn't be wearing blonde. But I thought it was a good
somebody
look.
Liked it.
But and then I asked you if Dave would like you in a wig. And it doesn't work. Huh?
I don't think it would. I don't think I can
I think
pull
you should,
it off.
Yeah. A lot of guys like it, right?
It's a little different.
Mario War, what's up?
Hey, you guys are talking about the wig thing. I don't know if you remember the old All in the Family one where Sally Struthers puts on the wig and then Mike's going, like, mental case over her, you know? And then she doesn't realize it, but that's what it's all about.
Guys really? Love it. I'm surprised Dave doesn't.
Yeah.
Because you look like Sally Struthers. Early model.
She's, well, getting the late model.
No, you're not there yet.
It's a pretty funny episode because she doesn't realize why he keeps wanting her to put it on, you know, with the whole thing.
I'll Google it.
That's a fun episode. Was she a brunette or did she go redhead?
She was a brunette.
Okay. Yeah, my wife's brunette. She put on the blonde wig. I liked it. It was, you know, it's fun look.
Yeah.
But I am a low-rent devil, so... What can I say? See ya.
You're a sick ticket.
What? No, I'm not.
You really are. You're like on the radio being like, I love it. My wife wears a wig.
I thought it was...
Role play.
No.
I said, I'll be the low rent devil. And
was.
You can be the blonde witch.
You were there. Wow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.